Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Beach Lane Presents on Radio Carrum. I'm here this morning with the lovely Vivian, who's just taken me through Pilates for Men upstairs in the studio. Welcome,
Vivian. And you did very well.
Well,
thank you
very much. My body's still vibrating and feeling...
Vibrating is good.
Feeling supercharged. Vivian, let's start off with a bit of a background on Pilates. Just perhaps describe to us exactly, more or less, what that is in brief, what Pilates is.
So you've got mat Pilates, you've got reformer Pilates, you've got your rehabilitation Pilates. My area is mat-based Pilates, so I've got my certificate in mat-based Pilates.
Mm.
I will expand into more later on, but not at this stage. The reformer Pilates is a different level. Again, they use the reformers to do a class.
Yep.
So that's not my area. I don't know much about that.
Mm.
But then you've got your rehabilitation, which is where I actually started through some injuries that I had myself. So I learned to rehabilitate my own body. And from my interest in massage and referring clients to Pilates was where I ended up getting into teaching Pilates. So that's my, I guess, my background, my story of how I got into Pilates and teaching it. The reformer beds themselves, they're predominantly designed to assist with the movements. They can be used to resist as well. I personally feel mat-based Pilates is better for a healthier person because you're then in a situation where you're having to connect to your body, you're having to work with it, and you make it work. Whereas when you've got a reformer there, you're not necessarily going to be lazy, but the machines, they're designed to help you.
Yeah,
so it's going to make it easier.
You.
It's going to do some of the work for you.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're using it for resistance, which is a whole other area, but we won't go into that today.
Well, I noticed your focus is on mat Pilates, and I felt very keenly that you were almost doing things in slow motion.
Correct.
So why is that? I mean, it forced me to focus on certain things, but you explained it.
You pretty much said it then. So mindful Pilates, that's what I teach.
Mm.
It's in the name. You've got to be mindful in order to move correctly for you. So I do mention a lot in my classes that the way you move is the way you move, and it is not the same as the person next to you, because the person next to you is completely different.
Mm.
And that's very true. So I don't teach large classes for the specific reason that it's impossible to give them the attention that I want to give them.
Mm, mm. What's the ideal class number in your view?
That depends on the people. You know, if they're all new, then an ideal class is maybe 6 or 8 maximum. But if they're all moving at a fast pace, I love a class of 10. I think that's a good number.
Mm.
The maximum class I teach is a 12.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't quite have enough space for 12 the way I teach upstairs, so I usually only take 10.
Mm.
Look, if they're all moving really well, I can get people progressing really fast. And if you speak to any of my students and if you come to more classes, you'll start to notice that I don't teach a generic class. I teach a class specific to the people in front of me. I might have an idea of what I'm going to do with them and how I want to take them through it.
Yeah.
But we work towards the individual bodies and the way they're responding to me. If I see that they're not responding the way they want to, we change the class to suit them, because it's important that, well, one, for me as a teacher, that I recognize that. But it's also important that people learn that the movement should feel good.
Well, I noticed you even guided us upstairs in some cases to work with our eyes closed.
Yes.
And almost just listen to your voice and...
Because when you watch someone else move, their body is different to yours.
Mm.
So if you try and mimic the way that person is moving, you could quite possibly be making an error within your body.
Yeah.
So I teach them to feel the movement from within. And you'll notice I use a lot of imagery.
Mm.
And that imagery really gets the mind thinking about the way you move and how it should feel and what the movement should become.
Yeah.
And I do start from small and build upon.
Mm.
So, you know, my first couple of classes with someone, if it's their first time, I don't try to bombard them too much.
Yeah.
And then I'll build, and I'll build, and I build, and we layer until it...
And you build also, I noticed, by sequencing some movements. You started off with, say, movement A, and then...
Movement B, and then put them together to make C. Yes. And there's a reason for that. Not only is it's a great way to progress through the class, but it's also teaching people that full body movements are a combination of several things put together.
Yeah.
And if they can understand that, if they can understand how to put those movements together, then they can understand how their body should operate, and I'm not really needed.
Yeah. Now, you've been running classes at Beach Lane for since at least the beginning of the term, haven't you, since the Spring Festival?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And
I keep meaning to work that out but never get around to it.
Ideally, how often should one do a Pilates class? You know, if one had a choice, what would your guidance be? 2 times a week, 3 times a week?
It's an individual choice. Mm. Personally, I can't go a day without it, but that's me.
So you practice?
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. Sometimes 2 or 3 times a day because I like to get in and join in the classes.
Mm.
With my clients, I've noticed some of them work better on twice a week. Some of them work better on once a week. It really depends on what they're doing in the rest of their exercise regime. Because you got to remember, you don't just have to do Pilates. There's lots of other things people could be doing. And if you're someone who practices swimming, it's great with Pilates. Golf. All of those things that people don't realise they could benefit from something where they're stretching and strengthening.
There is a fair bit. It's almost complementary, isn't it? You've got the stretching and the strengthening. So you're working the... I think once I heard the terms agonist and antagonist.
Antagonist,
yeah. Kind of stuff,
and so. I like to draw people's attention to that, and you'll see I'll do that a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's that mind connection, and that's back to mindful Pilates.
What about breathing? How important is the breathing in all of this? I noticed I was holding my breath.
Yes,
a lot. A few occasions, and you were quick to point that out. And
look, when it's because you've only been to 2 of my classes now. Mm. It's one of those things that I don't want to bombard people with the breathing straight away, but I do get to the point where when I think you're ready for it, I start to explain to you how you can use the breath to help you.
Mm.
Because we work on the principle in Pilates that breathing facilitates movement, movement facilitates breath. Therefore, you cannot have one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I encourage people to think about the breathing, and I encourage them to move with the breathing. And then when they're ready for it, I explain to them how the breathing should work for them so that they can start to understand it. And I find now with some of my ladies, particularly this morning's 8 a.m., the women that were there, they've been doing Pilates for some time, even before me, obviously, because they were the students that I took on board. They don't need prompting on the breathing so much anymore.
It just happens automatically for them.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
And that's about they've become mindful within themselves.
Yeah. Speaking of mindful, I've got a note here to be mindful and remember Movember. Now, we're on the verge of... have we hit November yet?
Almost.
We almost have, so a couple of days away.
Pilates Energetics is supporting the Movember Foundation.
Say again?
Pilates Energetics is supporting the Movember Foundation for the month of November.
So what does that mean?
So if I remember right, for every male attendance in any of my classes here at Beach Lane and also my corporate classes, I'm going to donate $2 per visit. And for any additional man that is supporting a moustache, as in growing one for Movember, he will receive either a extra $5 discount on his appointment, or he can donate that extra $5. Oh, and don't forget, International Men's Day is Saturday the 19th of November, and since it falls on a Saturday, any man who turns up to that class will get the class half price.
Wow.
So really, basically, men, what are you waiting for and where are you?
So we'll have to feature that all over the cafe, the Wholesome Nest and newsletter.
And Facebook and all of that, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I'm about to send some of that out today. So yes.
Terrific. So we've got our broadcaster as well. His name is Marcus. We'll have to twist an arm and a leg.
Yes, Marcus, you'll have to come along so you can tell us. And, see, the one thing I've seen now with men so far is that... they appreciate a good thing when they find it, but getting them to come along and try it is the hard part.
That's the hard part. Yeah.
So I will say, I'm not a wait and sit around kind of a gill. So if you want to try a class, it's just for me, and you better hurry up before I'm gone.
So to register for a class, what do folks need to do, Vivian?
So you can go directly to my website, which is www.pilatesenergetics.com.au.
Pilatesenergetics.com.au.
Or you can go onto MindBody and type in Pilates Energetics, and you can book in, pay everything through there. The only thing you can't pay for is the casual sessions, because they're only $20, which is cash only.
And as well as that, if they go to beachlane.co...
Yes, they can click on those links there as well under my timetable.
You're featured there as well.
Yes.
Terrific. All right, so is there anything else that's critical that I haven't asked you that you feel in terms of Pilates? This is just an overview, it's dipping your toe in the water, so to speak.
Well, the Pilates for men is quite important to me. I think it is... for me, at the moment, it's about experimenting with allowing a space for the men to come along on their own. Look, if it doesn't work out, I'm more than happy to turn it into another class. But I just thought it would be a great opportunity for the men to actually experiment with that. And that's why I say don't wait around, because I won't wait forever.
Yeah, so it's an exclusive class for men.
Just for men. But in saying that, I have had numbers of men rise in the other classes, which has been great. Look, I've lived for 10 years now with a man who has a genetic medical condition. I do know how hard it is for men with their health to talk about it.
Yeah, it's very difficult to actually help them talk about it, let alone do something.
Yeah, and look, for them, I think it's more about they need to understand that only they can help themselves. We can give them what they want, but only they can help themselves. And once they start helping themselves, you know, then the community will start talking about it more. Maybe we'll get more men talking to each other about it more. Lena mentioned something last time that made me think. She said that... there is a lot out there for women. And look, she is right. There is a lot out there for women. But it's also there's a lot out there for women because women are actively looking for that stuff. They're actively going out and they're asking for that stuff. So the market will provide what they're looking for. So I guess my suggestion is that if we want to get men looking, having more available to them, is they need to start actively looking for it more. They need to start asking for it, which means they need to start talking to each other.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting, actually, Vivian. Last night, literally, I had a chap here, and we were talking about the garden in the back here at Beach Lane and developing it and so on, and he's from the local football club. And he was literally saying how... men need more opportunities to actually come together and talk in a non-judgmental way and to explore things that work, things that don't work, some issues, very much along the lines that you're saying.
Well, they are taught and they're still seen today to be tough and strong and infallible, but we know that that's not
true. We're extremely fragile. I think women are the stronger sex by every stretch.
Oh, look, I think they've both got their areas.
Yes.
But ultimately, men and women need to look after themselves. And look, Pilates is a great place to start with that. Because for me, in my classes, I want to provide a space for men, women and children to come along and just get to know themselves. Get to know themselves better so they can care about themselves more. And if that's all that I do, that's enough.
Well, good on you. And what seems to be happening here at Beach Lane is that there are different practitioners that are offering different modalities and activities and so on that are all wanting to contribute to individual wellness and community wellness as well.
Yes, community. We need that.
So we'll continue trying to join the dots with all this. And Vivian, thank you for being part of the community. So
Thank you.
Once again, to contact your classes, they can go on to either beachlane.co or tell us your websites again.
www.pilatesenergetics.com.au.
Good on you.
And otherwise, Mind Body is a great one.
Mind Body as well. And a free offer for Movember.
Yes.
Take advantage, gentlemen. And any ladies listening, suggest tactfully or not so tactfully to your guy to
sometimes
to come
along. The best way to get them to come along. Because men tend to enjoy it once they come along. It's getting them there.
That's true. All right. Lovely chatting. And enjoy the rest of the weekend, folks, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Bye for now.